This is Ed Serwin in Amarillo, Texas with the weekly box beef trade for week ending February 7th. Daily spot choice box beef cutout ended the week last Friday at 239.08, which was $3.36 lower. There was 821 loads sold for the week in that daily box beef cutout, and it was about 12% of the total volume. The comprehensive or the weekly average choice cutout, which includes all the different types of sales, that was at 245.03, and that was $5.44 lower. There were 6,601 total loads sold, which was 1,644 loads lower than the previous week. The formula sales were at 3,233 loads, which was 263 loads lower than last week, and about 49% of the total loads sold. Exports, as reported in this weekly box brief report, they were at 904 loads, which was almost exactly the same as the previous week, and 111 loads were sold to our NAFTA neighbors, and 793 loads were shipped overseas. The most recent outfront sales were at 1,192 loads, which was 1,215 loads lower than last week. The long-term forward contracts dropped from 1,440 loads the previous week down to 425 loads, which is still just a little bigger than normal. Taking a look at the primal cuts, the choice chuck and round primal cut prices were $5 lower, and the rib primal, which was up slightly last week, was down 9. And the loin primal was only down 1. This year we continue to have an enormous increase in imports of fresh beef, which includes a large quantities of trimmings that go into ground beef products. The latest report of imported meat passed for entry into the United States for January 31st showed that week we imported 25,925 metric tons of fresh beef, which equates to roughly over 57 million pounds for that 1 week. Year to date for the first 5 weeks of the year, we are running 61% higher fresh beef imports than last year, and Australia is up 109%, providing the biggest individual chunk of the imports. And New Zealand is up 58% and are the second largest country. High beef prices and the higher value of our dollar are definitely attracting imports. The cow cutout was $5.92 lower, and those 90% trimmings were $9.96 lower last Friday. The cow cutout was at 231.07, and the select cutout was at 233.81 on Friday, so they continue to bounce around each other, staying pretty close. Now taking a look at the finished cattle trade, the live trade was $2 to $3 higher, and those dress prices were $1 to $3 higher at $255. The 5-area weighted average live price for the steers was at 160.28 with 20,873 head volume, and that compared to 159.36 the previous week. The average live weight for the Texas Panhandle was 8 pounds lower at 1273 as we continue the normal seasonal declines, and that compared to 1260 last year. The latest average national steer carcass weight for week ending January 24th was 2 pounds lower at 880 pounds, which is also following a normal seasonal downturn. However, there is still above the previous year, which was 873 pounds last year, and the 5-year average was 857. The choice select spread ended the week at $5.26, which would be roughly $1.50 lower than the previous week. Thank you. This has been Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas.